Dr. Strange Glove. And here I am, welcoming you all to this, the election special. The candidates are all aligning to see just who is the winner of this year's ballot. The main candidate this evening is none other than Mr. Custer. Yes, everybody's favourite superhero and part-time rock star is here with us this evening. Fresh from his battles with the Gadzooks from Planet Finger, a terminally dull race that would bore you to death about train times and what they would like best to eat. Anyway, I think my cuckoo clock is telling me that it's time to go over to them now. So, let's do that.
Are you ready for Mr. Custer? Well, as it just so happens, I have composed a piece specially for this momentous occasion. It's called Vote for Mr. Custer. And it goes a little something like this. Vote for Mr. Custer. He really is great. Vote for Mr. Custer. Before it's too late, don't let your vote get wasted away. If anyone asks who you think is greater, you know what to say. Hey, vote Mr. Custer, he really is great. Vote Mr. Custer, before it's too late. Mr. Custer, 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 Mr. Custer. Ah. Hey, what's up? Why didn't you like my song? It really was great. What's the matter with you? I was up all night writing that one. Klingons.
Oh, and I think it looks to me like the crowd is turning ugly, which is not hard for some of them with six heads. Oh, and I do believe that here we have our main rival in the competition. It's... Well, there you go. There's a chappie who needs no introduction. It is Dennis Taylor. Oh, no, sorry, it's the E-Man. And who can blame him? Yes. The E-Man's two main characteristics are that A, he's northern, and B, he says E-a-lot. If he was a knight at the square table, they'd call him Sir E-a-lot.
Shut up, will you?
Oh, and it looks to me like the strain is beginning to show on clean-cut rock celebrity Custer. Is somebody from the audience going to point out to him that it's a ukulele that he's holding and not a guitar, as was advertised?
Eee! That's not a guitar! That's a ukulele!
Oh, and the E-Man's got in there first!
So? So what?
So, it means that you can't be the greatest if you say you're going to do one thing and then go off and do something else.
Oh, shut up.
Eee!
And stop that E-ing, it's annoying. God, you're more annoying than Mitch Moody. And he was really annoying.
This event is hotting up to be something super hot. The tension down there is unbelievable. That's why I'm staying up here in this soundproof studio. No, only kidding. I'm going to use this teleporting earring. Oh, damn it. The teleporting earring's gone and teleported off somewhere. Not to worry, though, I have a spare. And the crowd has gone wild! Yes, their host, Dr. Strangeglove, has materialized in the ring on Uni Year 2. So it's officially the Onion Ring.
Hey, where did you get that teleporting earring from?
You.
Oh, that's all right then. Hey, give it back!
Never! Now I can traverse all of time and space! sorry. Yes, a little voice tells me to get on with it. Talk politics? Well, it's all a load of politics really, isn't it? Get on with it? Oh, okay. Hey! Shut up. Mr. Custer? Mr. Custer, could you please tell us what kind of help you had with your campaign?
Well, in a word, none whatsoever.
That's two words.
Yes, well, Ollipop was supposed to turn up for help.
And didn't he?
No, he was too busy sleeping off the 12-cloth sandwich that he had for lunch the night before.
Lunch the night before? My, that is interesting. And so, tell me, just what was on this sandwich?
Well, bacon, lettuce, tomato soup, sago pudding, and rancid halibut giblets.
My, that is interesting. Haven't had them in years.
Do you mind? Aren't we supposed to be, like, talking about me rather than Ollie's flaming sandwich?
Oh, so it was a flaming sandwich, was it? This just gets better and better.
Ask me about my game.
Your game?
Yes, you see, I've realised that nobody likes to talk about politics or even read about it on my manifesto leaflets. I've created a game, a bit like Snakes and Ladders, although you can finish in two moves. And the game board is in the shape of my face.
That's peculiar, because the shape of my face is bored. And so I'm bored, and I'm not even going to even bother to interview you. So sorry. Hey, what was that?
I think the union girls are giving you a prize.
What for?
Well, it's just an idea, but it may have something to do with this being great competition that's being held here, you know.
Oh, great! I've won! I've got a prize! I've got a prize!
Yeah, all right, rub it in.
I am the greatest! La 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 la! It's now time to sing the peanut and gherkin egg song! Peanut and gherkin egg! Peanut and gherkin egg! What the world?
What's going on? Judge? Why has Dr. Strangelove been hailed as greater than me?
He's not.
Then what's all this about?
I think you were all labouring under the misunderstanding that it was a being great competition.
You mean it isn't?
No. This is a who would you most like to eat competition.
What? No! Don't put me in that cooking pot! I don't want to get in a stew. Help!
Oh, well, Mr. Custer to the rescue again.
Hey!
Shut up.